Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Isn't it good?
It's good.
We have had Amen. Such fun in this. Yes. Always do. And when you get into the covenants of blood and these books, oh, man. Father, we thank you again.
Sir.
Thank you for sending Greg to us.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you especially today for Kenneth Copeland Bible College, KCBC.
Yes.
Where men and women are being taught these truths and will take them out into places around the earth and the world, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'll do that, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's important. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Greg, what did I just heard the Lord say? And this is vital, vital information. When Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. I'm going to look at that quickly. Go ye into all the world. Right there. Mark 16:50. Go ye into all the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was not referring to the planet.
Hmm.
Of course, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, go into all the places where the people are. That system
mm-hmm.
that began in Babylon.
Mm. Right.
When mankind stepped out on their own way, their own purpose. Babylon is confusion.
Yes, sir.
That's what the word Babel means, confusion.
First socialist government.
Yes, yes. Now, what happened here? The Babylonian system.
That's right.
It's still there, and it's very, very simple. Man trying to meet his own needs without God. It began with Nimrod, the first socialism, and caused the first war.
That's right.
It's still causing wars today. Men trying to meet their own needs without God. That's what the Babylonian system was then, and that's what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Go into all that system and preach this good news that the war's over between God and men, and God will meet your needs according to His riches and glory
mm-hmm.
because He has a covenant. That's Come right. covenant with God, with us.
That's right.
But it's important that people, particularly people that are not all new people, since we've gone on DirecTV particularly, there's a lot of people that are coming into this that don't know much about us. But we're specifically called to the message of the word of faith. The Apostle Paul said that very phrase in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, the
right.
word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. Jesus taught and preached that.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Mm. And he was teaching faith when he said that.
Yes, sir.
This spiritual force, not a doctrinal position. For instance, the new Supreme Court Justice.
Yes, sir.
She's Catholic.
Right.
People say, your faith is important to you. They're not talking about the force of faith. They're not talking about, they don't even know it exists. She does because of her background. But anyway, that's just a doctrinal position. That's not what's happening in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hmm. The just shall live by faith, that spiritual force. And we live it. It's born out of the born-again human spirit, and it's powerful. It will literally remove mountains. So it just came up in me that needed to be talked about right here.
Paul writes that, he's going back to Habakkuk, the just shall live by faith, from Habakkuk. I teach the Bible school students at your college that there are three books, I believe, written by Paul that are, I call them the Habakkuk trilogy, and they are settling that account.
Yeah.
The just shall live by faith, and it is the book of Romans, book of Galatians, the book of Hebrews, that he explains exactly how that works.
It's you can a say lifestyle.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. You can say, you can read Habakkuk this way in the Hebrew, you can say it this way and not do any harm. The just by faith shall live. You're justified by faith. And that's when you begin to live. You don't even begin to live till you've been justified by faith.
Well, you know, when you've done this as long as Gloria and I have, I mean, just a few days, it's just next month, it'll be 54 years.
Amen.
And with us, it's not just a lifestyle, it is our life. I know what hinders my faith. I refuse to do that. What hinders this spiritual force that's in me? It's what it keeps me well. It's strong. I use it on purpose. I remember when my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, I first came there and started co-pilot on the airplane and so forth. I'd never seen anything like that. And because I was scripturally illiterate, I didn't know anything about the Bible until I got there. Well, I had anyway. I noticed. He uses his faith on purpose. He said to me, don't touch them till you're ready to release your faith.
Sure.
Faith in God. Faith in the name of Jesus. Faith in the Word. Faith in the blood. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Evidence
of things not seen. Not revealed to the five physical senses.
Yes, sir.
And it's that place. That's what we're called to do, that we are, for lack of a better word, we're faith specialists. That's our calling. Now, for the first time ever in a Southwest Believers Convention, Bill Johnson was there.
Yes, wonderful. Brother. My Lord.
Bill Johnson is a praise and glory specialist.
Yes, sir.
Now, he's faith man.
Oh, absolutely.
And in my discussion with him, he told me about he cut his faith teeth on Kenneth Hagin like everybody else did because Brother Hagin preached in his dad's church. He's fifth generation Assembly of God. Well, Brother Hagin started out in the Assemblies of God, and he preached in his dad's church. Mm-hmm. So, man, we're talking about the same thing. We came out of the same roots. He specializes in one field. We're called to specialize in this other. Well, son, you get us together, and look what happens.
You both are medical doctors. You're both MDs. One became a surgeon, and one went into obstetrics. You see what I mean? But you're both MDs.
We're both specialists.
But you specialized.
One's called a special here.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. You're both minister of the gospel, but he's God directed him to go this way, directed you to go that way, but you're both just as joined together in the ministries.
Now, Michael Koulianos, who's Benny Hinn's son-in-law.
Yes.
And that miracle, oh, dear, my. Blind people just standing there and just get their sight back. Mm. Now, I've spent time with him, and he wants me to talk about faith. I don't want to talk about faith. I know about faith. I want to get into those miracles. Mm. And the devil tried to divide us up. That's that faith bunch. Right. That's that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it bunch. Well, that's what we are. I named it, claimed it, blabbed it, grabbed it, and I've still got it. But I don't let that offend me anymore. These people just, well, and they tried to insult Brother Hagin and me. And instead of calling it Copenhagen, which is snuff, it's Copenhagen, like he and I were nothing worth any more than a can of snuff. That's all right, they're listening. Mm-hmm. If they heard enough to mock you.
Sure.
There's something getting through to them because the devil don't like it. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'll be your snuff.
Amen. You know, when you were reading that over there in Mark about what we're supposed to do, I don't think that was an option or a suggestion.
No, I heard the Lord say that. Yeah.
To go into all the world.
Yeah.
Well, that goes back to what we've been talking about this week, Isaiah 51, mm-hmm. 16. I put my words in your mouth. That's what you're going with.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. It goes all the way back. That's what he told him in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham, go here where I told you to go. I will bless those. And there's the blessing again. Now, this is why it's so important to realize you're in Abraham. You're part of this covenant. Because Acts chapter 3, Peter's going to stand up. He's going to preach. And what is he going to preach? One of the things he's going to say in verse 25, and saying unto with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, shall thy seed be, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Now that goes right to what Jesus told us to do.
That's the nations of the earth.
That's it.
Wherever they are, that's where you need to go.
And then Acts chapter 7, Stephen is going to preach the same thing. Men, brethren, fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt. Right? So all of this is the same word, same covenant happening over. Galatians chapter 3, Paul is going to settle the argument once and for all. Verse 7, know ye therefore they which are of faith.
Oh, we got to go over there.
All right.
Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians chapter 3.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's the Holy Grail, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm.
He gets on to him at the beginning, calls them foolish Galatians.
Yes.
But listen to this. Know ye therefore, verse 7, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Now, that doesn't say, know ye therefore, they which are Baptist or Methodist, or No, it's those of you that walk and live by faith in God.
Yes, sir. Now, what happens when we do that? Verse 8.
Yes.
Verse 8 makes me happy about to run. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Did what?
Preached.
What did he say in Mark 16?
Yes, sir. You go preach.
What are we supposed to preach? Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed.
That is the gospel.
That's the gospel. The curse has been reversed from us, and I'm blessed.
Look at it again. Let me remind you.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same as in the beginning with God.
Yes, sir.
And God, Scripture, God, the Word of God,
yes,
foreseeing that God would make right, justify, make righteous the heathen through his faith in God, preached.
Yes, sir.
God preached to Abraham,
see. Yes,
in you shall all nations be blessed.
This is why, as a Christian, it's vitally important to understand that my faith, my family, my father in the faith is Abraham. I'm part of the covenant, and because I'm part of the covenant, I'm blessed. I'm not sick, I'm not broke, I'm blessed. Look at this, verse 9. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It goes right into it. 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. That's what Jesus did.
Now notice there's a little a colon there.
Yes, sir.
You can always replace an a colon with so.
Mm-hmm.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So I always say this, that's the seal of my new covenant. The sealed part that I'm sealed with is the Holy Spirit. If I've got the Holy Spirit in me, can you pray in the Spirit right now? If you've got the Holy Spirit, I'm right. I'm righteous.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm sealed with in my covenant. Doesn't matter how I feel today, this morning, I am sealed into this covenant of prosperity and blessing.
Greg, you know, people, particularly the King James Version of the Bible, being first come out way back there, righteousness, justification, it's the same word. Now, you've heard it. I've heard it. I heard it the night Jesus just filled up our little apartment. Second day of November, 1962. I heard it. If you don't get right with me, get right with God.
Yes.
Righteousness is getting right with God. He made us right with God. Yes. We are the righteousness of God. It's not a strange word, it's a religious word. And it's righteousness. It just means right. Get right. You can't do it, but He can make you right.
Amen.
He made you the righteousness of God.
Paul's going to teach us that this covenant was made between Jesus and the Father.
Yes, sir.
And that Abraham received it by faith.
Yes, he did.
Just the exact same way that you do. You receive it by faith. Anything that was added to the covenant after that doesn't nullify the blessing. Mm-mm. Blessing is part of that. Paul will finalize this. Let me show you a verse. Paul will finalize this in Romans chapter 4. You know where I'm going. Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed.
Yeah.
That's why you got to know you're the seed of Abraham. All right? Not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Paul put the final nail in this thing, that's my covenant, that's what I've been grafted into. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. It's both of them.
No faith, no grace.
Yes.
No love. Faith works by love.
Love. Amen.
No love, no faith, no faith, no grace. You in a heap of trouble.
Now, God is going to say this to Abraham, but He's going to repeat the exact same thing to Isaac. He's going to repeat the exact same thing to Jacob. Yes. And we ought to be repeating the exact same thing to our children. Let me show you something now. You ready for this? Back to when God called Abraham. Genesis 12.
Oh, dear Lord.
Genesis 12. And I will make thee a great nation. Now, listen to this. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in all the families of the earth you shall be blessed. Five times. Bless or blessing. It's the number of grace. Genesis chapter 3 to Genesis chapter 12, there are three cursings. And in Genesis chapter 12, one verse, we see one curse and five blessings. five blessings. The Father's making a statement. Something new is happening, and he loaded this something new with blessing. I've made a new covenant now, not like the one I did with Noah. That's still in effect. But I'm making a new thing happen now, and I've loaded it with blessing. Mm. And this is why you got to know this. Because of Jesus, I am in a new covenant that is loaded with blessing. And there's only one source of the curse. I've rejected that by faith, that it might be by grace. And now I walk in the blessing. I can't walk in anything but the blessing.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field.
Now everything Jesus does, all the epistles make sense. Once I know I'm grafted into this thing, it ought to be automatic. That's why I said at the very beginning of the week, it ought to be part of every baby dedication.
Absolutely.
Every new members class. I'll be part of everything.
When the first couple that I married, and so I did what most young preachers do. I got the pastor's handbook. Mm.
Did you read all of it?
No.
I couldn't make it through it.
I said, I'm not going there. I'm not going to curse these people.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. So I just went to the book of Ephesians. And this is a covenant. And bring out the fact that it is a covenant. And talk about covenant. It's a covenant thing. It's very important. And so forth and so on. To enter covenant with this man. Enter covenant with this woman. And then read the blessing. 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. The blessing of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Because right there, just as plain as it can be said, and if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Because the seed singular of Abraham was Jesus, and I'm in him.
And we have... He's no longer the only begotten Son. There are denominations that still, you know, he's the only begotten Son of God. No, he isn't. Mm-mm. He was the seed bringing many sons.
First begotten of many brethren.
First begotten. No longer the only begotten of John 3:16.
That's right.
He's the firstborn from the dead. And we are joint heirs with him. And if you know anything, anything at all, you know that that firstborn gets all the good stuff.
Yes, sir.
And whoever's second, you know, but the first one, first male, first one.
And I'm numbered in there somewhere.
Oh, and we
so
get
are you.
We get firstborn rights, and we're out of time.
And so is Jeremy.
Yeah. He's numbered so is Jeremy. Come on, son. Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Papa. You know, your covenant with God will meet all your needs. It's a covenant of healing, prosperity, protection, everything that is in the blessing. And wherever you go, the blessing in you establishes God's covenant and brings His abundant life. And you walk in the blessing, believing, speaking, and trusting in your covenant with God, and you do it by faith.
It's just been a really tough season. Sometimes I just feel like I'm not doing it right.
Man, I completely understand. But we don't have to earn what Jesus has already purchased for us through His covenant. We just have to receive it. You see, because you're a Christian and know your covenant with God, you know the blessing is for you. You don't have to question it.
Often we're aware of God, but are totally unaware we have a covenant relationship with Him. Join Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens in this 25-session series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenant of Promise, as they study the unfolding of God's covenant with us through Jesus. Available on DVD or MP3 disc. The life and sacrifice of Jesus fulfilled and restored our covenant relationship with God. Through that covenant, He's promised us redemption, healing, prosperity, protection, and wisdom. All we need to do is receive it and activate it by faith.
Unlock the secrets to obtaining the promises of God and walk in your covenant benefits with confidence. Request your free 25-message teaching series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise, at kcm.org/victory offer. Available on DVD or MP3 disc and digital download. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week, we are offering a brand new product just released by Kenneth Copeland Ministries called No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise. This is a 25-message study on your covenant with God by Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens. You know, our covenant is a healing covenant. God's heart has always been for you to live healed and to be made whole. Through Jesus, you have the promise of healing and divine health, and then you become a messenger and a carrier of that healing covenant, ministering His words to other people. And this is a brand new product, and Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to sow this into your life. Let this teaching build your faith in God to believe the love that He has for you. So to request your free copy today, go to kcm.org. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And if you need prayer, they have a prayer line that you can call. KCM's prayer ministers are licensed, they're trained in the Word of God, and they will pray in faith with you, believing God, standing on His promises for your breakthrough. Now, KCM has offices around the world, so to contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. But allow us to come into agreement with you and stand on the Word with you, and then you become one of the thousands of testimonies that are coming into this place all the time about the good things that our good God is doing in the lives of people who will pray and stand in faith on His Word. So let us pray with you. And then tomorrow, make plans to join us here again on the broadcast. Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens will be teaching us why trusting in the promise of God takes walking by faith and not by sight. This is the way we live our lives, and we live our lives in victory. Amen. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Continue to grow in your faith in God and believe Him for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.